The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen, good day way for you to have a good day. And who better to help us have a good day? Someone to keep our heads straight instead of it being crooked, as often is the case with some of the characters that are on this program. Along with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and Roberto Fasanelli, we present to you... Now, here's where we need the regal entrance, Richie.
Oh, let me go get it.
Horns.
Yeah. Like a chicken that just got goosed.
Have Roberta back.
Not terrible.
Yeah, all right. So Dr. Joy Brown is with us.
Let's pick one of the appropriate entrance theme for Joy. Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
No, that's not it.
No. How about I?
I like that.
She's heard that from a lot of patients, I bet.
A lot.
And ex-husbands? Yeah.
No.
How about I just call to say I love you?
That's a very good way for you to get introduced. Thank you.
I just call to say I love you.
Yeah. All right.
Or joy to the world.
All right,
I'll take the banjo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go for the banjo.
All right, so let's talk about gay marriage in Kentucky. I figure we got everybody else's opinion.
Okay, left.
I figure it's time for a food fight.
Gay marriage in Kentucky.
Yeah, the lady who is in
if
question.
A brother
here,
marries his brother. Is that gay marriage in Kentucky? Or is that just a normal day?
Well, you know, that was a question I asked without being facetious. This woman doesn't want to let gay people get married.
I think that's fine. I think she should then go find a job where that doesn't have anything to do with her job.
Right.
Well, yes.
But then there are marriage licenses, and I said this to sort of be facetious, but I wasn't really being facetious, where Cousin Joe has married Cousin Alice. And why is, if you're quoting the Bible doesn't look particularly well on marrying cousins.
I'll be back when you guys are done with this whole thing.
Be careful. First of all, I actually got a question that was not from Kentucky about that, of a guy who had actually married his first cousin.
By the way, Joy Brown's radio program is on the air from noon to 3 every weekday.
You can call and complain to her.
And you can find her at drjoy.com. All right, keep going.
Okay, so a guy called my program about a month ago, and he said that he'd been married for like 25 years or something to his first cousin, but they hadn't told anybody, and they actually had children, and what should he do about it now? And he wanted to start a movement, a social movement. And I said, well, you know, anthropologically, there's a huge amount of data that says in many societies that you can marry your first cousin. In fact, your first cousin on your mother's side, for example, is your preferred mate. On your father's side, it's taboo. It's called incest. So it varies greatly that a first cousin is not necessarily, depending on the society, a no-no. And can be a yes. The reason, presumably, that people were not, and the whole issue about first cousins is a relatively modern one in terms of laws against it. And what happened is once they figured out about genetic material and the idea of why you don't want close intermarriage in general, let alone first cousins, is because recessive genes then can dominate. Mm-hmm. And as you guys remember from Biology 101, if you have a recessive gene, it doesn't show unless you get two recessive genes.
Right.
For example, a lot of people think intelligence may be a recessive gene. So the idea
especially in Congress.
Or Kentucky. Don't say that. Yeah. Right. So the idea being that the idea of close intermarriage is that it just makes recessive genes show as opposed to be hidden. But not all recessive genes are bad. I mean, for example, I think curly hair may be a dominant gene. Blue eyes are dominant. So, I mean,
blue eyes are dominant or recessive? I thought blue eyes were recessive. Brown right. eyes are dominant.
Not important for the
I can't remember. It's one of the
red hair is recessive.
Let's curly hair, I think, is recessive.
Right. Yeah.
No, let's keep going. Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, by the way, have a Queen of Cheap report in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Is she doing that or am I? We
no,
both love
no.
cheap.
Well, maybe you can contribute once
yes,
she gets
absolutely.
Started.
I'd love yeah. to hear what you know.
All right, you're both New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And you both have the same opinion of Donald Trump. When it comes
giggle,
to...
Giggle,
yeah, right.
Okay.
When it comes to, however, people to fix our problems that we create yeah. ourselves by electing people who are not good at fixing problems that they create them, what psychologically, Joy, do we need to look for in a potential okay. president? Because I think that that's...
Really good question.
Yeah.
All right. Here, so we actually did... We did on my program for yesterday, what is, on a scale of 0 to 10, what is your confidence in the government? Which was embarrassing. We got like 100 responses or something, and the average was like 0.0. Mm. I mean, people were... There was
There's
one
no confidence
seven.
In this government. There's no
None.
Confidence at all. No leadership.
None. None. Okay.
We have a hero on this
No. We're not talking about any particular president. We're just talking about the government
leadership.
In general for the last 50 years.
Leadership okay. is what we're
right,
talking
so,
about.
Well, we're not even... We didn't even get that specific. We just
really?
Said, do you trust the government?
Yeah.
And they said, no. Mm. Although, one of the points was, if you look at government as Congress, the Supreme Court, and the president, not at all. But if you look at government as infrastructure, making the trains run on time, taking care of roads, police, fire, that they do. And that was an interesting distinction. All right. So my point was, who do we get to run for president? If we don't like anybody who's running, how do we get good people to run? Which is a huge issue. And my second point was that, for me, the presidency is kind of like being a parent. And I go around saying it's one of the most important jobs any of us ever undertake with absolutely no training. We have no idea
right.
what it
yep.
really entails.
Yep.
And if you think about it, the presidency is kind of like the father of the country, right?
Right.
So
right.
these we're guys go in thinking that they're either arrogant or they want to make a lot of money, or they have no idea what the job entails. And even if you're the vice president, presumably you have not very much. And most vice presidents don't run anymore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, how do you pick somebody that you think would be really good? And what we tend to do in our country is we have popularity contests. We pick the best looking, the tallest, mm-hmm. The most articulate. We have popularity contests. The most successful ruler of a country that exists at this moment right now is probably Queen Elizabeth II, who has been a monarch longer than anybody else in England and has gone from Stalin to the current day. And she's respected. Now, admittedly, it's a monarchy, so it's a different
right.
issue.
But she's very influential on what goes on in public
absolutely.
Policy.
Absolutely.
Don't confuse. I mean, don't think the Queen and the royal family are extraordinarily influential, the
absolutely.
Most influential in
absolutely.
British life. They really
and,
are.
And understand that her father was second in line, so he was never expected to be. And so this was a job that she took having no real training for it, no real expectation. So the question is, and my guess is, she's not exactly a charismatic figure. We trust her.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we, and obviously we're not going to go back to a constitutional monarchy. Maybe George
no,
was
all,
right and should have kept
wave.
Us.
It's in yeah. the wave.
So the question is, how do you pick somebody? And if you want to pick somebody who agrees with you, you're going to limit your options because nobody's going to agree with you completely. So how do you pick somebody that has some integrity, that's never, by definition, not going to be experienced in it? Come on. Unless they're a second-term president, then half the country hates them anyway. So how do you pick somebody? And I think you pick somebody that's smart, that maybe has some business sense, except running the government has very little to do with
Donald Trump,
business.
You've just described him.
Integrity?
Yeah, business sense.
The
banks
own up. Ends up being egomaniacal.
Well, whether and he starts
at,
that way.
Whether
so
you look at
good.
Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, they both have egos that can't fit into
well,
any
look, you're not going to get,
that's why
you know, you're not going to get
Obama,
Mr.
Bush.
Peepers to run for president.
Right.
You're really
work.
Not. And probably the most moral human being we've had in the last 50 years
very
was
true.
One of the lousiest presidents, which
oh.
was Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. Nah.
Right?
I
don't know how we...
Well, he was moral, yeah.
He was moral. And one of the most immoral was probably one of the better presidents, Richard Nixon, under the circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
16 past the hour, Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Queen of Cheap, has her Queen of Cheap report in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
She's the queen of cheese, the diva. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Hi, today's Queen of Cheap report from Roberta. Posted information you can find in the Better Living box, by the way, at DougStefan.com. All right, you've got it, Robertsky.
Okay, free national park passes. Who wants a free national park pass? I do. Well, you got to find a fourth grader or somebody who looks like a fourth grader or your neighbor's fourth grader or grab one off the streets. But all you got to do is
don't grab one off the streets.
Mm-hmm. No, don't grab one off the street. All you got to do is find a fourth grader, and then you go to the wonderful link that we have posted for you at DougStefan.com. You sign them up, and you get a free year-long pass to all of our national parks. Pass is good for a full year, starting from September 2nd of this month to August 31st next year. The national parks, the forest, the monument, the wildlife refuge. Normally, this costs $80, and it'll get in the parents and the kids as well. And listen, if you're a teacher or an educator, and even if you homeschool a kid, you can get your entire fourth grade class in absolutely free. Plus, you as part of the Every Kid in a Park program. So just get your neighbor's fourth grader. Just go online. I went online. I don't have a fourth grader. I want one online. I signed up for
it. What, your husband?
No. The Every Kid in the Park. I just said, yes, I have a fourth grader.
They're going to be nice enough to give us a free pass to something we pay taxes for anyway.
Yeah.
Well, yes,
nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because I figure I might take the kid across the street with me sometimes.
Sure.
Maybe
why
somewhere.
A fourth grader? Why that
I don't
particular
know.
Distinction?
They said fourth grader.
What if you flunked fourth grade?
Educational.
Can you still go?
What if you skipped fourth grade? Or
yeah.
If you're homeschooled? And
okay.
You know,
60 seconds, Roberta. Yeah. Get it in. Come on,
okay.
Let's go.
And also, free college textbooks. There's a program just in time for back to college. You'd be surprised how many colleges subscribe to this program. Most of the public universities, state universities, city universities are on this list, and you can get the equivalent of what you're studying in class that you may have to buy your textbook. They have the equivalent textbook absolutely free at OpenStaxCollege.org. We have that link for you at DougStefan.com, and you can download them, and you don't have to pay a dime. And the colleges will recognize them. That's the whole thing about this program, that they put the books to the college. And they said, yeah, okay, we'll accept that as a textbook, you know, in lieu of the one you have to pay like $50 for instead.
So I read Lady Chatterley's Lover when I was in college.
I figured you did.
Accepted stuff. Catcher in the Rye.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
Mad
Magazine. 21
Mad
After
Magazine.
A Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. NutriGold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one NutriGold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
To go back to this week in 1993 for a review of the top five songs on the pop charts during that week. First one, or actually the fifth one, first one on our list that we're going to fill your ear with is the number five tune from this week in 1993, done by Soul Asylum, called Runaway Train. Didn't you use this the other day in the My Three Songs contest?
We did.
Yeah, so yeah. All right, crank it up, Richie.
'90s all pop. It's good.
Yeah. All right, Roberta, you know who this group is?
Not a clue.
Joy,
you don't know who Soul Asylum is?
Mr. Jesus said you didn't have a clue. Joy, you know who these people are?
Yeah, I sort of know their music a little bit, but the 90s were not my favorite decade for music.
What's your favorite decade for music?
I mean, I actually like, for rock and roll, certainly the 60s and 70s.
Right.
For country, I mean, I think Taylor Swift is terrific.
Yeah. All right, let's find out what they think about Janet Jackson. Number four this week in 1993 was If. Jennifer over here should be all excited about this. Janet Jackson. Would she have been a hit maker if her last name were not Jackson? Would anybody have ever heard about her?
She's got quality music for sure, but yeah.
Yeah, and good arrangements, and she's charismatic in person, and of course, regardless of her last name, she did have the wardrobe malfunction. That's right.
Ah, that was, well, but would she have even gotten there if she hadn't had the name?
Would she ever even got on stage if it weren't for being a Jackson?
Mm-hmm. That's the question. Okay, so this is an A-OK pop tune. Number three this week in 1993 belonged to Tag Team. There it is. Whoop. Whoop. There you go, Joy. Whoop.
And this is the part everybody knows. The rest of the song, everybody would be like, what song is this?
I have never, ever, ever heard of.
No.
All right, Richie, crank it up.
Now are you folks what it's all about? Now it's time for us to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school.
But in the beat, so it's cool. Irresistible.
Down, I'll show you the way.
And that,
could be.
It is. Yeah.
Other than that.
Oh, no.
There's not a lot of mental taxation going on.
No.
All right, next one, nice ballad by UB40, number two this week. 1993. Fall in love with you, wise men say. Remember that?
Joy, Roberta, who originally did this song?
Elvis!
There you go.
Come on, the king! This is an abomination.
Someday,
this is a total abomination.
Bring back Elvis.
This is like Muzak.
Number one song.
Number one song, the line of Mariah Carey. That's a good song. This week, 1993. Sort of nondescript, if you will.
Did you guys see Straight Outta Compton?
Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, it was the number one movie for 4 weeks in a row. Okay.
No.
It's worth seeing, first of all.
Really?
But I want to run a theory past you.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it was N.W.A. Mm-hmm. And it was really, who were the first really hip-hop group that, you know, that did really well. And for me, I mean, it was kind of a revelation. Hip-hop is certainly not my style of music.
They're gangster rap.
Yeah.
Gangster.
But that movie makes you understand two things. And I saw, the same week I saw Straight Outta Compton, I saw Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm convinced of is if you're trying to start a revolution and get a lot of people on your side, you need bumper sticker theories and something with a beat, which is basically hip-hop. And both Hamilton and Straight Outta Compton are exactly the
bumper
same
bumper sticker movies.
Yep.
Yeah, bumper sticker theories with a beat.
Interesting.
So
yep.
Bernie Sanders needs to get a hip-hop presidential campaign, you know, in a heartbeat.
Yep. In the news, 40 is the new 30 and 30 is the new 20 when it comes to having a baby, according to the infertility industry. But is it true? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Ladies, is life getting in the way of you having a baby? No worries, we'll freeze your eggs for you. Thaw them out when you're ready, and in a flash, you'll be the mom that you know you want to be. But on your time schedule, not Mother Nature's. This is the promise of the booming egg freezing industry to young women on the corporate ladder. Here's the thing. For women with cancer facing chemo that might make them sterile, freezing your eggs is a great option. Healthy, vibrant young women? I'm not so sure. Of course, it's an intensely personal decision. But remember, apart from the obvious cost, not only in dollars, but emotional, there is this sad fact. Postponing motherhood simply because life is getting in the way may mean you miss out on being a mom forever. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-3610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-400-3610. 800-400-3610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Exciting Doug Steffen Good Day program. Imagine, Richie, you and I and Kenny could go home if there were two other voices here. Jennifer Horn and Meredith. If those two were on with Joy and Roberta, be the end. Good night. Goodbye. Good luck.
The Old Woman Show. Well, I was going to say, why are we just... The two of us can do this if you guys want to go take a break.
There's no way.
We're good. Joy and I could do the show.
Yeah, we can leave you two here alone. It would be an absolute just mob scene. No control.
I have to tell you, guys...
A lot of vacancies here tomorrow.
No commercials would get played.
No. We pay... We're not stupid. You know, we know...
Exactly. No, we know.
And then we're pros.
But you don't care about Doug's money. You would just sit there and chit-chat until, you know.
I mean, it's the perfect scenario. I'm from New York, and now I live in New Orleans. And Joy is from New Orleans, and now she lives in New York. Bingo. Mm-hmm. There we go.
I have to tell you guys, at
Move
one
the
point.
Kentucky game over?
No.
I'm not allowed in Kentucky.
Are we assuming that you and Doug are going to go to Kentucky next? I mean,
no.
On.
What, Richie and I? Are you kidding?
Doug will have me.
No. I would go get on a track. Actually, I have a lot of things to do today, and this program is just delaying me from getting the other things done that I need to do. So,
but Roberta and I will take care of it for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know you will. But they I need to come back to this tomorrow. You see?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
You don't. I do.
They had me do a weekend show with one of the guys, one of the news guys.
Yeah.
And they used to do food.
When I was at OR,
and they would do food. Yeah. And so I was a more seasoned broadcaster, so I kind of ran the show, and he ordered the food. And what he ordered was adult milkshakes, which he didn't tell me. I just thought, well, these
milkshakes
are delicious. Mm. Yeah, they had booze in them. And I don't drink.
No.
So, and he said, and these are delicious, and they're chocolate, and they're delicious.
You are in under...
Our producer said it was the best weekend show ever, and they never let us work together again, ever.
All right.
Joy,
speaking
what,
of...
What years were you at OR, by the way?
See what I mean?
Oh, forever.
Yeah,
forever.
She was there a long time.
Because I was there from, like, 81 to 83.
Okay, hold on.
We'll talk later.
All right. So there are three things that are connected here. First item, United Airlines announced late last night that their chairman, chief executive officer, Mr. Jeff Smixt, has been fired because he made a deal with the former chairman of the New York, New Jersey, whatever they call it.
Transit Authority.
The transit. But it's the New York, New Jersey Port Authority.
Port Authority.
So among other things, this guy had a very close friendship with the fellows running the airports to the point where he was looking for favors for United. So he gave this guy's mother lived someplace in either North Carolina or South Carolina, and he had a hard time getting there. So United instituted a flight from JFK to this guy's mother's hometown in order to accommodate this guy, and so United could get what they wanted from the Port Authority. They sent a daily flight from New York to this guy. I guess there are some other things that were irregular. And so Mr. Smixt was fired with a check for $5 million.
Yeah.
Gets the rest of his life. He has air conditioning. He has health care. And he has a car and whatever other things he has. So there's that.
You get fired and you get all these perks like health care. Does somebody fire me, please, to give me perks like health care and a car?
Well, he gets it for the rest of his life. And he gets flight perks, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Could you do that for me? Could you fire me, Doug, and give me health care?
We don't trust the government.
For the rest of my life? That'd be really nice.
Here's number two. There's no comment necessarily. That's just sort of one of those human interest things. British Airways has a daily flight from most every major city in America to London. Included in that major city seascape or landscape is Las Vegas. Yesterday at 4 o'clock, the flight was due to take off from Las Vegas to go back to London. Unfortunately, as the plane went down the runway, one of the tires exploded. Bits and pieces of the tire got up in the engine. Uh-huh. The engine exploded, and poof, there was a fire that looked, by the way, pretty scary. Now, here's an example. You don't hear this from me very much. Here's an example of when the people running a public entity like the airport got it right. They were so good. Richie, you've got the audio there of the captain declaring a mayday. Within 90 seconds of this guy saying, we've got a fire, we have an emergency, in 90 seconds, they had the airport facilitator out there with crews. Within 3 minutes, the fire trucks were there dousing the flames on the plane. If it had been, and by the way, the pilot was very much his wits about him. He pulls all the stops on all the equipment that shuts off the flow of oil, hydraulic oil to the engine, the flow of fuel to the engine, all the electric current to the engine, and there's also a stop that they pull that puts sort of a powder on the engine to try to put the fire out. If he hadn't done that, plane's full of fuel, it would have taken a matter of seconds for that fuel to get into the wing and blow up that plane. So there was nobody who died. There were a few people who got hurt sliding down the rubber what's-its to get out of the plane.
The slides, yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. I mean, if you look at the pictures of that plane, the video, you think that plane's going to blow up in any second. Now, Richie, did you find the audio?
I do, right.
Speedbird, Mayday, Speedbird 2276, request fire services.
Speedbird 2276, heavy fire services are on the way.
Speedbird 2276, heavy, we are evacuating on the runway. We have a fire, I repeat, we are evacuating.
Speedbird 2276, heavy, roger.
Goosebumps.
Everybody's so calm.
Well, that's the British way.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're requesting heavy fire service.
Well, I mean, you know, Sully Sullenberg, you listen to his tape, and that guy is just like steel.
Yeah.
But that's where these pilots are trained.
Yep.
Think about that. You're sitting in like a 4-foot by 3-foot room with the back of your plane on fire, talking to the tower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And telling them you're on fire.
Mm.
How many people would want want to just, I'm gone.
See you later.
Bye.
All right. So here's the third. Here's the hat trick in the stories. The lady's name is Cherie Stanley. Works for ExpressJet that feeds Delta and United and maybe American. I think it may do the small plane, the express planes, the commuter planes for at least two, if not three.
You mean the puddle jumpers?
Yeah, yeah, puddle jumpers.
Like United Express,
right.
American Eagle.
Yeah, that's exactly who it is. So this lady is a flight attendant. Her name, I gave you, Cherie Stanley. She has filed a discrimination complaint against them because she's a Muslim. She just started her job, and she's refused to serve alcohol because of her religious beliefs. Hello, can you say...
Why would she take that job?
Exactly, hello.
It's like, why would you get a job as a bartender if it's against your religious beliefs to serve alcohol?
Yeah.
Because she wants to create a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
She took the job knowing that she would... bring this lawsuit forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you didn't know that you were going to ask.
The other side of it is that the people at the airline doing the hiring ought to know, at least at this point in time, that you don't hire Muslims to do this kind of work because they don't.
No, but they can't do that because then they're discriminating.
How can they not do it?
Because then that's discrimination.
Why?
Yeah.
If it's part of your religion and that gets in the way of you performing your job, why would you hire somebody in the first place to do it?
Well, but they're allowed to ask if she's willing to serve liquor. They're not allowed to ask what her religious beliefs are.
Well, that should be on the questionnaire.
It should be on everybody's.
You have a problem serving. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Employment application.
It will be on the questionnaire now.
Part of your duties are to serve alcohol. Do you have a problem serving alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is no, if the answer is yes, well then you're not.
But tell me she didn't. Tell me she didn't take this job knowing that this is the situation.
Of course she did.
Somebody
put her up to it.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
All right. In a moment, we're going to meet Amanda Turkle, who writes for the Huffington Post. Her focus has been Kim Davis. We'll talk about Kim Davis and the article that she wrote.
Did she serve alcohol?
Kim Davis or Amanda Turkle?
No, she used to drink
Kim Davis.
We'll find out in a moment here.
We'll get her a new job.
Yeah, as we continue, it's 43 past the hour on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
If life was a piece of cake, you wouldn't need us. Stay tuned for Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
The living is easy in the summertime, but the moving isn't. Scott Michael from moving.org suggests you do it some other time.
The summer months are when everybody tries to move, and so it gets really crazy. June's the busiest month of the year, so we're excited to have that behind us. But the other months of the year when you can settle down and not have as much competition for your business is really going to be a lot easier time to move. When it's not during the heat of the summer, the movers will be able to take their time and give you the better crews to help with the move.
Doing What Works teams up with the Knock 'Em Dead brand to help your career with a 20% discount on Knock 'Em Dead books and services. Just go to MaureenAnderson.com and click on the Knock 'Em Dead banner. When placing an order, enter the promo code WHATWORKS. That's MaureenAnderson.com.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do?
Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Yes, it is. 46 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Joy Brown. And Roberta Fasnelli and Kenny and Richie and I have Amanda Turkle with us, who is a senior political reporter, politics managing editor of the Huffington Post. She writes, quote, Kim Davis, the county clerk who defied the federal court order to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, emerged from jail on Tuesday, was greeted by hundreds of jubilant supporters carrying flags, crosses, and signs, one of which read, Supreme Court equals the new ISIS of America. Ooh. I, like you, Amanda, when I saw that, I fumed. What has been the reaction on social media to that comment and to your reporting?
Well, there's been a little bit of, I think people have been a little bit surprised by these signs, but maybe not too much. Most of the attention on what happened at the rally yesterday focused, I think, on Mike Huckabee and the sort of grandstanding role he took, you know, coming out and raising Kim Davis's arm. And reportedly, his aide even blocked Ted Cruz from going to the microphones and talking to journalists because the governor wanted all the attention on himself. At least one Confederate flag spotted in the crowd, too. There were some pro-marriage equality counter-protesters. So it seemed like a bit of a circus yesterday.
So she has no plans to resign, it would appear.
No, she has no plans to resign. She plans to go back to work very soon. And the question now is whether she will comply with the judge's order to not interfere with the issuing of licenses to marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And so far, five of her six deputy clerks are issuing those licenses. The only holdout is her son, who's a deputy clerk. They see this position sort of as a family business. She's held it for quite a while, and she took it, I believe, from her mother. So now the question is, what is she going to do? Is she going to comply with the court's order, or is she going to interfere and she could end up back in jail?
All right. How many? She has twins. Does she have any other children beside? Is this son one of the twins, or is he another beside the twins?
I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure how many kids she has.
Well, I know she got impregnated by a boyfriend when she was married to the first husband, had the twins, and then later on down the line married the guy who was the father, divorced him, went back to the second husband, and it's an interesting route that she's taken. And I'm also interested in this with the comment you made, kind of reminds me of Blue Bloods, the family business. It is. It's kind of like assumed that these people are going to stay. So what? The reason I asked how many children she had, maybe she can fire the other five clerks and bring in other members of her family, and then they're back to refusing give license. They all agree that they won't give any licenses.
Then
the same
they can get a suite at the family jail.
Yeah, right.
Well, I would think the judge would find that to be interference with the issuance of licenses. And I'm not sure when she's up for re-election, but it will be interesting to see if she is re-elected, because Rowan County, which is where this is all taking place, has Morehead State University, which has actually quite a few LGBT supporters, but it also has this conservative Christian community, which she's a part of. And so you have this divide in this county, and that's why it's a bit more of a hotbed than some other more conservative places in Kentucky.
So one of the things that came up in this discussion is she became a Christian a few years ago. What religion was she before that?
I don't know which religion she was, but that has been part of the thing. Her supporters have said, yes, she's been divorced three times. And it's not exactly family values, but she became a Christian, so everything beforehand is forgotten.
Ah, I see. Well, I just am trying to figure out why. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of things to figure out here. Much ado about nothing, but it's captured the public's imagination. Obviously, yeah,
she's not going to go along. There's no reason for her to go along. She's going to do it again.
Yeah. and just keep going back to gym, become a martyr. Right, yeah, she's now, she's all about, if you look at her life, and you're the shrink, Joy, look at her life, she's all about getting attention. Whatever happened in her earlier life, what she needs now more than anything else in her life is attention. Amanda, thank you for being here. Amanda Turkle from the Huffington Post about Kim Davis on Good Day. 51 past the hour. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She goes to own you. Kentucky.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love.
Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there. And that lady with the side margin. And basically everybody at table nine.
Well, what happened to the song? Make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad.
All I wanna do. With you. Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up. Medicine when your tummy aches. Build you a fire if the furnace breaks. So it could be so nice growing old with you. We're living in a material world and I am a material girl or boy. I miss you, kiss you. Give you my coat when you are cold. Need you, feed you. Even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Or I could be the man who grows old with you.
Very cool. All right, so Adam Sandler's 49 today, so we focus on him, his music, and his movies. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here at 55 past the hour on Good Day. Also joining us is Dr. Joy Brown, along with Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I. She's pretty much in the same league as you are, Chuck, when it comes to seeing every movie, thinking about all these stars, knowing what the plot line is, because she goes every night to a different movie, it seems, or she goes to a different Broadway show, or in some way, shape, or form is into through the action in New York. So I want to hear your opinion.
He's much more qualified than me. What am I doing here?
Well, no, I'm not sure about that. I want to know what you think about Adam Sandler and what Joy thinks about Adam Sandler.
Well, I'll give you my opinion first. He's 49. He certainly bucked the trend for a lot of comic actors on the big screen. I mean, if you look at the career of Jim Carrey, there's been almost no interest in Jim Carrey once he hit the age of 40. He's had very little success at the box office. Sandler, despite what critics say, they pound him, they don't like him. He still has people other than Pixels showing up to see his movies, and they're profitable enough for him to continue. He just signed a deal about a few months ago at Netflix, I think, to do a three-picture deal. That's going to be the next phase in his career. If you look at all the actors from SNL that came out, he's one of the most successful. He's made a ton of money. A movie like Mr. Deeds, I could laugh all day long. Most people, especially, you know, hard critics, think it's silly, but I'm a fan.
Well, I think the last thing he did that was even fun was Wedding Singer. I mean, I think he was wonderful in that. But and clearly there is kind of a sort of
you didn't like 50 First Dates.
No,
I thought those were cute movies.
Well, first of all, I think he's become kind of the Three Stooges of modern life, in that there's this huge dimorphism between men and women about whether or not they like Adam Sandler. Because I think Adam Sandler, with all due respect, reminds you guys of being kind
young
of
and stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's a man child.
Yeah. And for I know this comes as a great shock to you guys, but women do not necessarily appreciate idiot boys. You know, we sort of looked
Don't tell my wife that.
Idiot men, at least.
I'd be in trouble.
You know, so I think there is, and Hollywood obviously has a whole bunch of men children in it, but in terms of box office success, his last couple of movies, I think, have tanked, haven't they? I mean, they do okay on DVD, and they do okay internationally.
You are, they didn't perform like his other films. They probably
worldwide at
a break-even point.
Well, but honey, that's tanking.
Yeah.
Well, when you talk worldwide, I mean.
Well, if he was a stock, he would be on a downtrend. I'll give you that.
I got to tell you,
you would have sold.
You've just sent me into a severe depression here.
Okay. Well, then
my whole being has just been attacked.
I think it has.
It's a taste, an acquired taste. I used to not like him at all. I do. Richie keeps saying to me, you always say the same thing whenever he's on. Yeah, I'm consistent anyway in that I didn't like him, and now I do. And I think...
What do you like about him now
like
that you didn't
flicks.
Before?
The way he sort of handles things when he did those two or three movies with Drew Barrymore.
Wedding Singer was great.
Yeah, but there was another
one. I think that
one
was
the dates and the.
Yeah.
I think
there was
the barometer is Mr. Deeds. If you like Mr. Deeds, you like Adam Sandler. If you don't like that movie, you don't.
Yeah.
I find that movie hysterically funny.
Well, so there you go.
I find it tedious.
I'm a joy.
Yeah. All right, so men like Adam Sandler, women don't. That's what I take away from this conversation.
Yeah, I think that's...
Is Joy going to be on my segment all week or what?
Maybe, if it helps you feel better about what you're doing, Chuck, or not, maybe. 59 past the hour.
I'll deal with it.
Food for thought on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.